You're listening to the WELF MPC News Radio Podcast with your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone, and co-host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone. To all North Pole City Elves, those in Santa's Village and the Lower 48 and all around the world, this is your weekly update for the week of January 9th, 2023. I am your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone.
And I'm your co-host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone.
Let's go to press. For the week of January 9th, 2023, your sponsor will be Minis, Miniatures, and More, located at 345 Snowball Run Road, featuring tiny foods, clothing, and furniture that is all elf size. This week's special, take 25% off when you mention you heard this ad on WELF MPC News. That's Minis, Miniatures, and More. Update from Santa's Village. All the workshops, factories, and warehouses are now back to full production for the 2023 season. There were no issues this year at all cleaning up all the areas and getting the system back up and in operational. Presents have already begun to come out of the workshop and are being stored in the delivery warehouses. A large surplus of wrapping paper from 4 years ago was found, and that will be used up this year before the factory switches over to the new pattern for 2023. We welcome all craftsmen, factory, and warehouses workers back to work and wish you a very happy 2023 season.
From the Department of Elfland Security, after a lengthy conversation with Santa over the closed communication circuit, Edward Hankelmeyer has reported that the Clauses will remain on vacation for another week, since all went well with this year's open. He said that Mrs. Claus did get a little sunburn on the first day, but they are enjoying themselves and getting some relaxation in the warm waters of the Caribbean. But they also miss everyone up here in North Pole City. They'll be flying back sometime next week.
The office of WWWPR will be closed this week as they are taking their winter break and enjoying time off with friends and family. If you have any changes you would like to be made to the website, please send them over to the office and they will get them posted when they return next week.
In North Pole City weather, temperatures will be dropping down to negative 34 degrees midweek, but we are expecting mostly partly sunny skies for the whole week. Please be sure to bundle up and stay warm if you're working and playing outdoors this week, especially at the Balloon Festival later.
On Friday, January 13th, please join WELF MPC interns down at our booth in City Center, as we will again be distributing rubber duckies for Rubber Ducky Day. Also, if you already have one, send us a selfie with your rubber ducky to eh.taolf@gmail.com, as we would love to see your pictures. We may even use them in next week's Peppermint Post.
That would be fun.
Before we cover this week in elf history, let's have a quick music break.
How big old Santa's gonna fit in our chimney? kinda know that it's dangerous.
Speaking of history, I'm going to turn it over to our investigative reporter, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone. Becky, please take it away.
Thanks, Walter. Well, this week in Elf History, we are going to be dealing with National Balloon Ascension Day. It is held on January 9th of each year to commemorate the first balloon flight in the United States way back in 1793. French aeronaut Jean-Pierre Blanchet took flight over the Walnut Street Prison in Philadelphia above a large crowd. He ascended in a hydrogen gas balloon, a popular balloon type at that time, and he lit the fires of fascination with ballooning to the Americans. Well, was it the first? Not quite. It wasn't the first in the world, but it was the first in the United States. It was actually on November 21st of 1783 when the first free flight carrying a human occurred, and that was in Paris, France. At that time, crowds had gathered in Paris to watch one balloon after another rise above the city rooftops carrying the very first humans into the air. That first flight was in 1783 and was in a hot air balloon made of paper and silk, made by the Montgolfier brothers. The balloon carried two men, François Pilatre de Rossier and François Laurent, Marquis of Arlanders. They stood on a circular platform attached to the bottom of the balloon. They hand-fed the fire through openings on either side of the balloon's skirt, and the balloon reached an altitude of 500 feet and traveled about 5.5 miles before landing safely 25 minutes later. Now, legend says when they landed in a farming and vineyard area near Paris, the pilots gave bottles of champagne to the startled farmers and peasants to calm their fears of demons appearing from the heavens. But that can't quite be confirmed. Do you remember that story, Walter?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember when it happened.
Oh, well, on December 1st of 1783, just 10 days after the first hot air balloon ride, the first gas balloon was launched by physicist Jacques Alexander Charles and Nicolas Louis Robert. This flight also started in Paris, and this flight lasted 2.5 hours, and it covered a distance of 25 miles. The gas used in the balloon was hydrogen. It was a lighter-than-air gas that had been developed by none other than Henry Cavendish in 1776. What we celebrate this week, though, is the first manned flight of a balloon in America, which occurred on January 9th of 1793. It was also a hydrogen gas balloon, and it was piloted by a Frenchman, Jean-Pierre Blanchet, who was also the first across the English Channel. This flight began as it ascended from a prison yard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in front of the Walnut Street Jail, at a site now known as Independence Square. Sizable crowds looked on as Blanchard had been preparing for this event for a while and had sold tickets for people to view him take to the skies in his hydrogen-filled hot air balloon. In fact, it is thought that almost the entire population of the capital city went to the prison courtyard to see it, and many people from the surrounding countryside, too. In fact, the President of the United States himself, George Washington, was present to observe the launch. Now, some viewers tried to convince Blanchard to let them go with him, but he refused, allowing him to be the first person to fly into the air in the New World. When he went up, he ascended to about 5,800 feet, and he eventually made a successful landing in Gloucester County, New Jersey, and in a field of a confused farmer. While in flight, he monitored his pulse as he guided the balloon towards New Jersey, and after the fog cleared a little and the winds died down, he even took time to enjoy a bit of wine and bread to help calm himself, of course. With his landing, the first hot air balloon flight ever to take place in North America was declared a success, and the balloon travel then became more popular. He had flown about 15 miles and was in the air for 46 minutes. By the 20th century, large airships with cabins had carried passengers. The gas-filled giants, however, eventually disappeared from the skies after tragedies like the Hindenburg. But today, hot air ballooning is enjoyed from the ground and by the air by both balloonists and observers, and some who even take rides with the balloonists at festivals and other events. It's also a scientific tool for weather research and other types of research, too. Be sure to stop out at our own balloon festival at Reindeer Stadium on the 9th as well. Back to you, Walter.
Well, thank you for that report, Becky. But before we carry on with the news, let's take another quick music break.
Merry Christmas, baby. Reindeer's coming out to play. Santa Claus is packing the presents, making sure you've been behaving okay. Merry Christmas, honey. Yeah. The snowman's dusting off his hat, putting on the show for everybody, to give them a smile that lasts another year. There's something that happens when sleigh bells are ringing, when December ends, when the children are singing, yeah. It's Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, baby. The snow is laying 2 feet deep. Now wish upon a falling star, so all your secret dreams can come true. There's something that happens when sleigh bells are ringing. Something that happens when something that happens
As mentioned, the North Pole City Commerce Association will be sponsoring hot air balloon rides all day at the Hot Air Balloon Festival on Monday of this week. There will be several balloons being launched throughout the day, and there are no flights scheduled from Santa's Reindeer Stables or traffic coming in and out of North Pole City. The first launch will take place sharply at 7 a.m. with launches taking off every half hour throughout the day. We expect to see the skies over North Pole City covered with colorful and beautiful balloons all day long. Come out and take a ride if you get a chance. There will also be refreshments provided by Mrs. Claus's kitchen staff.
Are you going to go? What do you think?
I might. Maybe we'll do a special report from there.
Ooh, do you think that maybe they'll let us do it from the air? Do you think that could work?
That would be interesting.
I wonder if our portable thing can work. We'll have to try it.
Yeah, probably won't. The North Pole City Sports League will be sponsoring a punt, pass, and kick event this Friday in Reindeer Stadium. This is a friendly competition that will allow everyone to come out and meet the players from this year's champions, the Leighton Gundrops, and test your own skills, punting, passing, and kicking the football. Prizes will be awarded to first, second, and third from each event, plus an overall winner. They will also be having rubber ducky races that day as well, so bring out your rubber ducky and enter the contest. Maybe your rubber ducky will be a winner too. Come out and have some fun to start off your weekend.
In community events this week, we have, of course, the National Balloon Ascension Day Festival on January 9th. Don't forget to head out to Reindeer Stadium for hot air balloon rides at the festival. Then on Tuesday the 10th is Houseplant Appreciation Day. Stop by the North Pole City Greenhouses for a tour and a free houseplant. On Friday the 13th, it's National Rubber Ducky Day, so don't forget to stop out and get a rubber ducky if you don't have one at the WELF NPC booth in City Center. Saturday the 15th is Bagel Day and Hat Day. Take some time and stop by the Tailor and Seamstress shop to make an order for a new hat and have a delightful bagel at the North Pole City Hotel. They'll have quite a few tasty flavors to choose from. And don't forget, on the 16th, it's National Fig Newton Day. Make sure you stop by all of your North Pole City Cocoa Pubs for some yummy Fig Newtons.
WELF NPC would like to wish a very happy birthday to Benji Butterscotch and Betty Buttons Layton. These twins, who have worked at the Candy Cane Factory now for 500 years, were born 650 years ago on Wednesday of this week. As soon as you enter the main doors of the factory, you always see their smiling faces greeting you as they are boxing up candy canes. We wish you many more happy years. This is Walter Mistletoe Livingstone
and Becky Marshmallow Livingstone
with a reminder, do not listen to those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious. Have a good evening and be sure to tune in next week for another WELF NPC North Pole Radio News Update.